Well, colleagues, Secretary General Ruta, ministers of defense, might I suggest ministers of war, from around the world, we gather at a very important moment. Over the past few months, European investment in defense for Ukraine has increased significantly. Now, of course, the United States will do our part, but Europeans must continue to take primary responsibility for the conventional defense of the continent. Now, as we have before, we're going to continue to constructively remind our allies of all of our Article 3 obligations. Article 3 of NATO states, by means of continuous and effective self-help and mutual aid, allies will maintain and develop their individual and collective capacity to resist armed attack. Today, and thanks to President Trump's efforts since the first term, we are seeing in real time allies taking this obligation seriously, including in Ukraine. A key mechanism to forge peace in Ukraine, as has been mentioned, is NATO's Priority Ukraine Requirements List, or PEARL, funding initiative. For those watching and not familiar, PEARL is how we supply weapons to Ukraine. Basically, Europe pays, the U.S. provides NATO fields. The best equipment in the world from the United States to Ukraine paid for by European allies. General Grinkiewicz, our supreme allied commander, the right guy at the right time, validates the assistance Ukraine requests through the PEARL initiative. And then our team within the War Department assesses those requests. It's a rigorous process and so far has been effective. As a result, NATO allies have committed more than $2 billion in security assistance to Ukraine through the NATO PEARL initiative since August. Now, allies often say that Ukraine's security is synonymous with European security. Well, now then, therefore, is the time for all NATO countries to turn words into action in the form of PEARL investments. All countries around this table, no free riders. And I certainly appreciate Secretary Ruta's leadership in this important effort and all the nations today that we've heard step up. Many more commitments just today to that PEARL initiative, which sends an incredible signal to the world about the commitment. I want to commend allies such as Germany and Poland for their efforts in meeting their 5% commitment, which is being invested in fielding combat-credible forces. I could name a lot of other countries as well, the Baltics and Nordics, that have done likewise, and we are grateful. All countries need to translate goals into guns, commitments into capabilities, and pledges into power. That's all that matters, hard power. It's the only thing belligerents actually respect. Your continued investment and leadership are vital to helping Ukraine defend itself and to bring an end to this conflict, peace through strength. Now, Europe's political leaders have also endorsed military planning for the Coalition of the Willing. By establishing an operational headquarters and committing personnel to that multinational force, should a peace arrangement be reached, European leaders are sending a clear message to Russia. Now is the time to end this tragic war, stop the needless bloodshed, and come to the peace table. Now, if this war does not end, if there is no path to peace in the short term, then the United States, along with our allies, will take the steps necessary to impose costs on Russia for its continued aggression. If we must take this step, the U.S. War Department stands ready to do our part in ways that only the United States can do. We remain clear-eyed about the fact that the most effective deterrents to Russian aggression are, number one, a lethal, capable, and European-led NATO. And number two, a combat-credible Ukrainian military able to defend itself and thereby continue to deter Russian aggression along NATO's border. Again, peace through strength. Under President Trump's steadfast leadership, and in particular with our European allies, we're going to bring an end to the war in Ukraine. The war must end. Like we saw him do in Gaza and in the Middle East, President Trump knows how to forge peace, to create opportunities in situations and scenarios where peace seems far off. He and he alone has the ability to do that. This is not a war that started on President Trump's watch, but it will end on his watch. So let us seize this moment, strongly forge peace in Ukraine, and let's bring peace through strength. Thank you very much.